here's a story from The World.
In Moscow this week, a spokesperson for Vladimir Putin said Russia has never interfered in electoral processes in any country in the world. We know that's not true. The Mueller report documented Russian interference in our 2016 presidential election. Now, an American historian has chronicled a century of election meddling by Russia and by the U.S. David Shimer, in his new book, Rigged, zeroes in on the 2016 presidential election and what President Obama did and did not do to combat Russian interference.
So I'd say the only way to understand President Obama's response to Russia's operation is to divide it into two parts. The first part is Russian efforts to manipulate voters, public opinion, as you said, one part of which was social media manipulation, the other part of which was the hacking and releasing of emails. The Obama administration had a very poor understanding of the social media component before Election Day, but a good understanding of the emails. But the second component of Russia's operation, or the second aspect, was efforts to target ballots, to manipulate actual votes. And what I demonstrate in my book, based on my interviews with 26 of President Obama's advisors, is that Russian military intelligence systemically penetrated our voting systems, had the ability to alter the voter data and even vote tallies of U.S. citizens on Election Day, which is why, as I detail, the White House and DHS were running crisis teams on Election Day itself, bracing for a Russian cyber attack. So this is a multifaceted weapon that involves both efforts to manipulate people and also to penetrate and potentially manipulate our infrastructure.
So David Shimer, having done the research, what do you know about how Russia is currently meddling in electoral politics in the U.S.?
So the difficult thing about writing about covert operations is that it's very difficult to do so in real time because by nature they're not supposed to be publicly understood as they're unfolding. Many operations that I detail in the book only became clear years or even decades after they took place. But with that said, we know a couple of things. We know that from folks like Robert Mueller, Fiona Hill, and Chris Wray that Russia will interfere in the 2020 election. We've seen intelligence reports that Russia is targeting the 2020 election. We've seen Joe Biden say, based on his classified briefings, that Russia is seeking to destabilize and undermine our election, which is why I'm watching out for those specific sort of areas that I mentioned, because if Russia does proceed aggressively, it will be, as always, to either manipulate voters or to alter actual ballots. Every covert electoral interference operation does one or both of those things.
What can the U.S. Do to make it less likely that the November 3rd election will be contested or its validity questioned?
I don't anticipate that the sitting president will do much to aid in that mission. I think he's been doing the opposite and saying that the vote will be rigged, which furthers doubt about the election. But we also should be clear-eyed that just because he's engaging in that sort of behavior doesn't mean that there's nothing we can do. I think that the media should be very aware of the source of any hack materials that emerge and shouldn't just focus on the contents. I think social media companies should be transparent about whether they're identifying foreign actors manipulating their platforms. And honestly, I think this really falls on the citizenry in a rather profound way, because what the purpose of electoral interference often is to manipulate people. And if citizens care that they're being manipulated, care about identifying the accuracy and validity of the propaganda they're seeing, care enough to vote in order to exercise their democratic rights and also stay calm and not let sort of disruptions alarm them or undermine their confidence in our democracy, that goes a long way.
David, in your book, you also add one important prescription against rigged elections. The U.S. should not be involved in rigging elections, taking us back to the CIA in Italy in 1947. And yet, former Senator Harry Reid, a Democrat, Leon Panetta, former CIA director and a Democrat, you quote them, they actually believe that U.S. meddling in other countries' elections as a counter to Russian election meddling efforts, that's okay. How do you respond to that? And does it suggest we may never emerge into pure voting?
So I disagree with their argument, but I think it's important to recognize that that argument persists. It might not be public. This is a debate that will occur in the shadows of government about whether the CIA should get down in the mud with Russian intelligence. In 1948, in a somewhat similar moment, Harry Truman decided we were going to respond to KGB electoral interference with CIA electoral interference. It was an in-kind response at the outset of the Cold War. My argument is that we are in a profoundly different moment today. To respond to Russia's electoral operations, which are no longer to advance an ideology, it's to undermine democracy, with our own electoral operations would only further undermine democracy and would only further undermine our ability to speak out in favor of free and fair elections, because in the digital age, not only are these operations more likely to be uncovered, but our elections are also extraordinarily exposed. So we shouldn't be promoting this kind of behavior. We should be seeking to establish a norm and ban against it, and we should be uniting the democracies of the world against it and punishing actors who engage in it. And for us to seek to do that while also engaging in covert electoral interference, to me, is not only untenable, but entirely self-defeating. And if Russia's objective, which it is to tear down democracy, we need to renew our democracy. We need to build up the democracies of the world in supporting them against this type of political subversion. And the worst way to do that is to be subverting their elections ourselves.
David Shimer is the author of Rigged: America, Russia, and 100 Years of Covert Electoral Interference. Thanks for explaining all this to us, David. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.